Use as directed for minor aches and pains.
Hey, good morning. Got snow and 31 degrees. Thursday, April 2nd. Here are the headlines. KBMW News at 9:30. You could be among the first to visit the new Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library, and a nonprofit food ministry based in Minnesota is ending their operations. I'll have details. KBMW News at 9:30. For more news and information, it's on our website, kbmwnews.com.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Sure is. Good morning. We have got snow. We're at 29 degrees right now. It's Thursday, April 2nd. And I know, I'm kind of doing things out of order here. As scheduling snafu yesterday, I didn't get a chance to talk with my friends at OSPTI, so I'm going to do that right now. Heading on over to 5th Street in Breckenridge, got Taylor on the phone with me this morning. Taylor, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, April is Autism Awareness Month, and how does that tie into to OSPTI? Tell us about this.
So, April's Autism Awareness Month, the time where we can celebrate the unique strengths of children on the autism spectrum and support them in every step of their way as they're growing and aging. So, as a parent, you may notice your child facing some challenges, such as with movement, their coordination, sensory processing, or just difficulty with their daily routines. And that's really where physical and occupational therapy can make a meaningful difference. So, with physical therapy, we can help children by building strength, working on those balance issues, helping with the coordination. And we do that through different fun, active play activities like obstacle courses, different climbing things, and other games. And then there's occupational therapy, which can also focus on some of those other things like those everyday skills, helping them improve their fine motor abilities, sensory regulation, being independent with more of their tasks throughout their day, like getting dressed, eating, and just playing and keeping up with their peers.
It seems like, Taylor, it seems like with autism, it's ever expanding and we're finding out more about it. And it just seems to be branching out and the information seems to be getting more complex. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah. And that's, we call it the autism spectrum. You can present in many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And we take the kids, do an evaluation, see where they're at with all those different things and really pick the things that are difficult for them.
Right.
And then we help to, the therapies help to create opportunities for growth, confidence, and success in all those areas.
Well, and the fact that you at OSPTI can kind of educate us as this just becomes more and more prevalent. Do you have a lot of people coming in or a lot of parents coming in and saying, hey, we need, you need to take a look at this with our child?
Yeah, we have quite a few. And like you said, sometimes it's just coming in and just having a session and getting that education.
Right.
Other times it's working through things for longer periods. It just kind of depends, child to child and parent to parent.
And again, OSPTI providing that great service. Autism Awareness Month going on in the month of April. Taylor, people want to know more and they got questions. What is your number?
Yeah, over here at OSPTI, our number is 218-641-7725. And we just want to remind parents too, every child develops at their own pace, but with the right support, those small steps that we can help them make can lead to big milestones in the end. So, April, Autism Awareness Month, so let's build awareness, build understanding, and support every child's ability to learn, move, and thrive.
Always great information. Taylor, thanks for spending some time with us here this morning. Happy Easter, and we'll talk next Wednesday.
To you as well. Thank you very much.
You bet. That is Taylor at OSPTI in Breckenridge talking Autism Awareness Month going on in the month of April. It's 9:07. You're the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW.
Meteorologist Mick Kerr. Thursday morning, a wide swath of light snow on the radar stretched out, falling from north-central Minnesota to central South Dakota. That large area moving northward and will continue to make the ground white for Thursday of Easter week. We have a winter weather advisory for today, but Friday and Saturday, a winter storm watch for system number 2 with more significant snow and travel-affecting weather likely tomorrow and Saturday. 2 to 4 inches of snow possible today, tomorrow.